My next guest is Rob Knowles, artist, organic farmer, blues musician, engineer, and for the last 21 years, also a member of the Motueka Men's Support Group. It's a group of guys who sit around a fire in a teepee on a Monday night discussing everything from relationship issues to parenting. Rob has an exhibition of 16 portraits of members of the group opening at Nelson's Suta Art Gallery, and he joins me now. Tēnā koe, Rob.
Kia ora, Lynn. Greetings from the beautiful Brooklyn Valley.
Oh, it sounds like sitting around a fire in a teepee on a Monday night with your mates is the best gig in town.
It is. It is. I wouldn't miss it. There's nothing quite like it. There's that element of the sacred along with the profane.
So you really do meet in a teepee in a forest?
We do. We do in a forest.
For the fire.
Oh. There's always a fire. It seems to be, even in summer, we can't resist having the fire. It just, there's something elemental about it, I guess. And there's such a great group of guys. And the vista I'm looking back at over the last 21 years, we've moved from sitting around Jerry's kitchen table, sort of like tentatively working with on the edges of trying to figure out what we actually wanted to do with this forum, to actually sort of really making it work for us.
And I've called this a support group. So how does it work?
Well, we're there for each other. We are supporting each other. It's a good question, because sometimes it seems like we're more delving into issues of what it means to be a man, what's our role in society, and how we can look at that. But if one of the members have got an issue, or they've come with a problem, concerns, then we're there for them. We help them. The core of the issue is that people bring themselves, their vulnerability, and they stand, and we witness that. And that's the baseline.
Huge amount of trust and responsibility. Absolutely. With something like this, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. What's expressed in the teepee does not leave the teepee. So it could be anything. People really bring things that really open your eyes that you can't imagine, and they've got the ability to do that there, and the confidence that it doesn't leave it. The words don't leave that teepee.
Without breaching confidentiality, of course, can you give us an idea of some of the themes, the ideas, the situations, the concerns, the fears that would be shared?
Yeah, we've had a few. There's been several marriage breakups that have gone through there, and it's been such an amazing witness to see the start of something and how it's been. We've supported them along the way. The other thing I have to say, that there's people bring themselves and not their partners or their issues outside. So it's what affects you as a man, not your gripe with your partner. That's not the intention of it at all.
So that would be one of the rules, not to denigrate anybody.
Exactly. So people get, if people start to go down that track, they're generally stopped. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear what's happening for you, inside you.
What has it meant for you, Rob, over those 21 years? I mean, what have you learned about, I guess, what have you learned about yourself?
I started off in the 90s. I got sent off, my wife sent me off to a psychodrama workshop that completely blew my mind. And I didn't realise what there was out there as far as personal development goes, and became a bit addicted to them. And then towards the end of the 90s, I thought, well, it would be really good to have other men, because there were mixed groups, residential workshops. And I searched around, ended up going to anger management group, which was not quite the guy at the end of it said, I don't think you should come back here, Rob. You know, this is not for you. And then I was overseas doing some work and came back, and there was this guy, Dennis Mills, had started, was looking for people for a men's group. He actually got government funding for that. So they actually, it was quite organized, the start of the group. And it was like bread and butter for me. I just felt this ability to really express whatever I was feeling.
I mean, it's one thing, Rob, to sit down and share stories and to support your mates, but you've gone one step further by painting them. And that's another issue of trust, taking somebody's portrait. It's a big trust thing, actually. So why did you decide to do this, and what response did you have from the other men in the group?
Well, that's a good question. I had to run it past everyone at first because I needed some material, some reference material to work with. So I asked them if it was okay if I brought a SLR camera on a tripod, because the lighting conditions are quite dark though. We've got a fire, we've got candles, so it's all natural lighting, and it gives it already. The sort of a mysterious quality there of this sort of flickering light. And I set up a camera, and we're just shooting off for weeks and weeks and weeks until they got really sick of it. And they wanted, they didn't want to see me, they see that camera anymore. But I had all this material then, and I could, just sitting there watching these guys and the, in the vulnerability and in the joys. It's not all doom and gloom in the men's group. People bring their joys, their desires, as well as their sadness and pain and anger. So there was all these conflicting emotions, and I thought, well, we can try and show these in paint, and to sort of, you know, bring them into a picture. So it's taken a while, and they've gone through several transformations.
I mean, I'm trying to describe them. We do have pictures on our webpage, and I would encourage listeners, if they can, to go and have a look. They're amazing pictures. And when you explain the firelight, I think that explains largely the kind of colour, the colours that you've brought to the canvases. And there's a semi-abstract style, but they are definitely portraits, not conventional portraits. So when you showed them to the guys, that must have been a big moment for you.
It was. We had a small showing here, and they were all so excited. I was quite completely, and I didn't know what to expect. I thought they might be completely blasé, and but they were all very excited to sort of look at all and compare the different ones and all the different, you know, what one portrait. And because they have gone through this transformation over 4 years, the styles are somewhat different as well, and tried to sort of the first one is definitely nothing like the later ones. So it's been really good, and they've been so supportive. The guys are really supportive, and even ones who've actually left the group. So they're some of those are in there as well, which is the group doesn't work for everybody all the time, I have to say, and some people feel the need to move on.
Look, you've done them proud. Rob, lovely to talk to you. Now, mihi nui, that's Rob Knowles, whose exhibition will be on at the Suter Gallery in Nelson from the 27th of September.